Good morning. We welcome you this morning to the service. I thought since this is a Thanksgiving Cantata Sunday that we begin by greeting one another. So let's all stand and greet one another. We'll have our announcements after that. If we could gather back to our seats, we're going to go ahead and have our announcements. Thank you for the greeting time this morning, and we welcome all of you. Happy Thanksgiving, about 10 days early. Nothing wrong with that. I think Thanksgiving is a wonderful season, a wonderful holiday, and welcome each one of you this morning. Announcements this morning, I just got a few of them. The Operation Christmas Child, we see we got some shoe boxes back there, which is really good. Today is the last day for collecting the shoe boxes, so just go ahead and place them in the back there. And also, this morning's service is a Thanksgiving cantata. You can see that. And just in case you're interested, there's an insert that has the cast of characters. You can see who is who, and that has nothing to do, like, they have certain grandparents, so he's not really, might not be a grandparent, but that's just kind of the way it worked for the cantata, so we look forward to that. And also this week, we have a board meeting, and next Sunday is our community Thanksgiving service. Over there at Papa Run, so we invite you for that. At this time, I'm going to have Glenn have an announcement this morning.
For the last couple of weeks, our Sunday school class has been praying at 7 o'clock, and one of the members of the class has this little candle representing Christ, the light of the world, and we're praying for our church. And that's kind of vague, so I was thinking about what we could pray for our church, and two things. First of all, we could all pray that our speech be kind and gentle when we're talking to each other or about each other. And secondly, if someone says something that hurts our feelings, not to become vindictive, but to forgive and accept it kindly. And one of the things I was thinking of, you know, sometimes the way we say something is worth more than what we say. And I have this little illustration. Second grade class teacher asked her class members to think of something happy, a happy thought. And so they started going around. One little boy said, "Oh, I got a new puppy." "Well, that's nice." Little girl said, "Oh, I got a kitty." And they went on, a hamster and doll baby and this and that. Finally, little Susie raised her hand and said, "Yes, Susie, what's your happy thought?" She said, "I think I'm pregnant." Well, this almost floored the teacher. She said, "Susie, why in the world would you say something like that?" She said, "I don't know, but this morning I heard Mommy say to Daddy, 'I think I'm pregnant.'" And Daddy said, "Boy, that's a happy thought." And so, you see, sometimes the way we say something carries as much weight or more than what we say. So in our speech with each other, let us be kind and gentle and accept each other's words with forgiveness. So join us as we pray each morning, 7 o'clock, the light will be lit somewhere in somebody's home. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Let's quiet our hearts as we hear the bell choir this morning. Thank you very much, Bell Choir. Let's all stand and sing our opening hymn. It's number 98 in the blue hymnal, a Thanksgiving song. Sing to the Lord of Harvest. Let's all stand as we sing this opening song. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this gathering this morning, Lord, as we gather this morning, Lord, to celebrate the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And we pray, Lord, that thanksgiving would begin within our hearts. We thank you for this opportunity to worship you this morning. We pray a special blessings on those who are sick and Lord, who are not able to make it this morning, we pray your special blessings upon them. We pray, Lord, that you would guide and direct this entire worship service, Lord, that it would be pleasing to you. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Our offertory statement this morning is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, where the Lord says, "Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase." Let's pray for our morning offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great gifts that you have given us, Lord God, and we pray that you would be with us now as a church and community as we give our offerings to you, Lord. We pray that these gifts, Lord, and these offerings would build your kingdom, and that we would remember those who do not have much, Lord, that we remember those in need. We pray that you would lead us as we take up this morning's offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, the children can go to Children's Church, and our offertory hymn is number 89, For the Beauty of the Earth. crossing in the oven?
Yes, good, good. Where are the grandchildren? Here they come. Wonderful.
Grandma?
Oh, goodness. This is really something. I'm so glad you came in out of the cold, that's for sure. It's really cold out there. We're certainly going to have enough food to eat.
Well, we both know how these men of ours can eat now, don't we? Honey, can you just put this in the kitchen? And everything in the bag needs to go in the fridge. And Mom, we got another casserole that needs to go in the oven.
Boy, let's see. The rolls, they don't have to go in for another 15 minutes.
Hey, Grandma. Where's Grandpa?
Where is Grandpa?
Where is Grandpa?
There's Grandpa.
Hey, Slugger, here I am.
Hi, Grandpa.
Grandpa, I got my football so we can play it, okay? What's that?
This, my boy, is a memory machine.
A what?
It's a memory machine. Well, actually, it's an old radio. One that's been in the family for almost as far back as I can remember.
Cool, does it still work?
Well, let's check it out.
Back in a minute, Mom.
Oh, I should have known better than to send you up there, where you could start reliving old times.
Grandma, I think you're in trouble.
Oh, that's okay. I stay in trouble. But you know, when I saw this old thing, I guess I just forgot what I had gone upstairs for.
Ha ha. So when did you get this old radio, Grandpa?
Let's see. It was so long ago. Oh, yeah, it was during the Great Depression. Boy, times were tough then. I was just a boy, but I sure remember that. Our whole family would gather around this very radio and listen to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt talk about the state of the nation. Then we pray together that God would see us through those hard times.
Were you ever scared back then?
Well, not really. My mama and daddy always taught us that God was watching over us. In fact, I can remember sometimes when we pick up a gospel program on this very radio, there was one special song that always reminded me that I didn't have to worry about a thing.
Oh,
wrong with the radio?
I think it's breathed its last. It'll never work.
Oh, come on, Grandpa. You can fix it. You can fix anything.
Yeah, Dad, give it a try at least. I'll go get your toolbox. Hey, wait a minute. Why don't you tell Trey about how that radio helped you win World War II?
Wow, this radio helped you win the war?
Well, sort of. Radios like this and lots of other radios. You see, when I was in the Army, we really depended on the radio for entertainment and encouragement. And back home, the radio let people know what was going on. Your grandma can tell you about that. She was keeping things going back here while I was overseas. I guess one of my very best memories of this radio happened right after I got home. It was right around this time of year. I still think of a song I heard that Thanksgiving. It made me realize how blessed our nation was that God had brought us through that terrible war.
By just this radio. I mean, you didn't have TV or anything. What did you look at while you listened?
No TV.
My grandma, what did you do for fun?
Yeah, what did you do for fun?
Oh, you'd be surprised how much fun we had before television came along.
Trust in Jesus, trust to take Him.
getting fixed.
That old thing? Why, it hasn't worked in ages. Of course, there was a time when we really depended on that radio. Remember the time when Maxwell Jr. was so sick? Max? We took turns sitting up with him all night long for 3 days. I remember you plugged in that radio right next to his bed so that he could listen to baseball during the day. And at night, just playing it softly seemed to make him feel better.
Yeah, I remember, honey. On the third night, Grandma was sitting up with your dad. I was trying to get some rest, but I couldn't. So I went into his room to see how he was. The radio was playing a wonderful old song of the church, and your grandma was quietly praying by his bedside.
That night was the turning point, wasn't it, dear? He was better by the next morning.
Music is pretty old-fashioned. Well, you guys just remember that one day you'll be sitting around talking to your grandchildren and they'll say, "Grandpa Trey, I can't believe you listened to all those silly old rock songs."
Grandpa, you are so funny. Trey and me,
old people. That's funny, isn't it, Trey?
Grandma, do you really think when we own certain song will become important to us?
I do, Trey. It's more than just the songs, though. It's kind of like when you get a birthday present and it's all wrapped up and pretty. It's the present you really want and need, but pretty wrapping just makes it more special. All those old songs have kind of wrapped themselves around all my memories of the good times I depended on God's love and faithfulness. And he never let me down. If you too continue to serve God like your grandma and I pray every day that you will, I think it will be the same for you too.
Grandpa, you're the coolest grandpa in the world. After dinner, if you want, I'll let you listen to my Jesus Rock CD.
Well, thank you, sweetie. And if you want, I'll let you listen to one of my old gospel albums.
Oh,
getting ready to turn it on and see. Oh well, things always did take a while to warm up. Let's just leave it on and see if I can make it any better after dinner. Come on, I don't know about you two, but I don't want to do dishes. Grandma and I are so happy that we could have our family with us on this special day. Let's offer our thanks to the Lord for all his wonderful blessings, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to sit here surrounded by children and grandchildren on this beautiful Thanksgiving Day. What a privilege to come before you once again to offer our praise and gratitude for the gifts you have poured out on us. Today, we especially want to thank you for our family and the love we share. Thank you for your word and how it has guided and sustained us throughout our lives. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them. Most of all, thank you for Jesus and all he has done for us. Now, Father, as we share the meal that you have provided, we ask you to bless this food in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Trey, pass me that drumstick and let's eat.
Thank you.
have given us. And lead us, Lord, until we meet again. In Jesus' name, and all